Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chuck Chad Freestyle for October? Oh, man, it's October. October 3rd, 2014. Hello, it's good to talk to you again. This is Freestyle, an audio diary of my life. If you're just discovering Freestyle or just discovering ChuckChat.com, welcome! It's good to talk to you. I've been doing this for a while, coming up on 10 years. I'm one of the old-time podcasters, I guess. Started in late 2004. I'm not here to go through my history, though. I'm here to give you an update, since this is an audio diary. Just thought I'd give you a little intro of who I am and what I do. I don't even know why I do this anymore. It's just become part of my life. It's like putting on your socks in the morning. Well, I don't wear socks anymore. Right now I'm wearing sandals because I live in Phoenix, Arizona. We moved here a couple of weeks ago. And those of you who have been listening know the whole story. Today was get your new driver's license and license plate day. Donna's been trying to get me out of the house and do this for a while. And I'll tell you, the wait times at the motor vehicles division, which most people would call a Department of Motor Vehicles, or DMV. In Arizona, it's the MVD, which sounds like something you don't want to catch. So, she went down this morning while I was doing meetings. It's like a couple miles down the road and a little bit north. And took care of her driver's license, but could not get the vehicle registered because it's in my name. So, new plates be darned. This afternoon, I did not have any meetings, but I do need to start studying some new material for my boss. He gave me a new project and said, here, we want this done by the end of the month. And I went, all righty then. If I could do what I did in August, I could probably do it again in October. And this time, I actually have some runway out in front of me, at least, some subject matter experts. So we'll see how it goes, but it's also fraught with some potholes because I will be at a conference in Chicago next week. I think I mentioned that. One of our business partners for a company is having their annual user group convention. I think this is the second or third one that they've done. I don't know exactly how many. And they've asked me to present, and I said, of course I will, and hopefully it won't interfere with any of the projects I've got going on. Well, it kind of does, but actually there's a benefit because one of the other trainers will be there and we'll be able to get some FaceTime that we've been trying to get for a couple of weeks now because we're trying to pull all the new training material together. I know, I'm talking in circles and vagaries. So let's get back to the license plates. I got used to the Appleton DMV or MVD or whatever you want to call it where you go get your driver's license. I could walk in there and be out of there in 15 minutes. Didn't matter what I needed. And it was pretty darn simple. This place is a zoo. Man, there were 17 different counters for attendees. Now, I know there are busy times and slack times, but every time we checked online and got an estimate of wait times, it never was less than an hour. So I said, wait lines be damned. I'm taking my laptop and a MiFi, and I'm going to get some work done. So I took my laptop and MiFi, and Donna went with me because she knew where to go because she was already there earlier in the day. And I got to the first counter, and they said, what do you need? I said, I need a driver's license and register my vehicle. Okay, here's your ticket, M841. And I'm seeing on the tote board there's three different lines, and it says, now serving A058. And they'd announce it. It was an automated system. So when one attendant was done with their people, they'd hit the button and it would announce the other one. Well, apparently they want to make sure everybody hears the number more than once. So you look up at the tote board and oftentimes it'd say, now serving L337, L337, L337. So they would say it over the overhead a number of times too. But the odd thing was, you couldn't hear the announcements on one end of the building. So it was only valid for about half of the building, and the other time you either had to look at the board. Well, Donna was keeping eye on the scoreboard, the tote board, the number board, whatever you want to call it, while I was getting some work done. And the first thing that had to get done is take my lovely picture. So on purpose, I wore the same shirt as I did about 3.5 years ago when I got my driver's license renewed. And it's the same shirt that's on my passport picture. So if I ever get pulled over, I'll have to be wearing that shirt. They'll know who I am. Or they'll think that's all the shirts I own. Yes, officer, I have 150 of these. They're all exactly the same. So I like messing with people sometimes like that. It's kind of fun. But we waited and waited and waited after the picture got taken, and finally they called the number just as I was finishing up work, so it was great timeliness. Very courteous of them to be waiting until I got something done and went on to the next thing and went, oh, look, he's pulled a PowerPoint. Let's call his name. I'm sure it didn't go anything like that. But walked over to the lady and told her what we needed, and she was very courteous, very helpful. Helped me with a couple things that I filled out wrong on the form. See, this is the gotcha. They think that you can get in and out of there quicker because you can fill out these forms online, print them out, and bring them in. Not so. It doesn't save any time. At least I'm not convinced, because I could have been sitting there for an hour filling out a form rather than filling it out online at home. So she said, did you mean to check this box this way? I said, well, explain it to me, because I was a little confused when I read that question. And she explained it, and you go, oh, no, let's check the other one. Okay, so she checks it, and I initial it, and we're good to go. So, very helpful. We got the driver's license taken care of, but they don't give you a new laminated card. That's something they do in Wisconsin. You walk in, you walk out with your brand new card in about 15 minutes, but I guess there's more and more fraud protection going on with IDs that it now has to go to some special service where it's going to take me 15 days, I hope that's not business days, 15 days to get my new driver's license. But in the meantime, I got a paper copy with a black and white picture and all the facts and figures and things on it. So I have a paper driver's license. But because I have to travel next week, I'm still taking my passport. I just, something fishy about handing the TSA a paper driver's license. I know it's supposed to be valid and everything, and more states are doing that. But I like having the plastic one in hand. Now, obviously, they punched a hole in my old one, so that doesn't count for anything anymore. I used to, maybe I still do, I have to check. I used to have my old expired driver's license. Now, technically, I can't operate a vehicle with an expired driver's license, but why couldn't I use it as a source of ID? It's got my name. All right, the address is wrong now. It didn't used to be. I gotta rethink that strategy. I don't think it's gonna work like it used to. Because if my wallet got stolen, I didn't want to be stranded anywhere. So what I do for my passport is I make a color print of the page with the number and the picture and the wavy lines and things. That's all they really need. To say, look, this is me, I had my wallet stolen, but look, I match the picture, this is my address, etc., etc. So that hopefully will save me from any troubles down the road, should it ever happen. If my passport got stolen and my wallet got stolen, have a backup copy of ID. This has been your Travel Tip Podcast. Thank you very much. The guest house is painted. I'm actually podcasting from the guest house because Donna is sleeping, or was sleeping, or is just barely waking up. She kind of keeps going in and out as I try to scoot around the room and clean things up in the dark. But she has been doing a stupendous job. She's been enjoying her time off and making good use of it. Let's put it to you that way. It's like having my own personal admin assistant. She is checking roof quotes and security systems and pool cleaning services and solar panels and things we may do and thinking about and may not do and have to do and all this kind of stuff. And meanwhile, unpacking dishes and sorting things out. Just amazing woman. Very, very privileged and blessed to be married to her. And next Wednesday, I had to think what day of the week. I didn't have to think of the date. I know the date of our anniversary will be 26 years. So I have to do something nice for her, particularly in light of all the help she's given with this moving project. She has been nothing but positive the whole way. Very, very blessed to be married to this woman. Talked about the new project at work. The pool is in outstanding shape. I don't know much about taking care of a pool, but I must be doing it right because it's really clean. It's not And it's not the kind where you jump in and you burn your eyes either. But the water is crystal clear. You can see all the way down to the 9-foot drain. Exceptional detail, nice clarity. There's a few scuzzy spots that I try to hit with the wire brush every once in a while. Just because I think it's partly stain, partly algae that's just kind of hung on a little longer. Where the little scrubby scrub, the pool cleaner thing that roams around the bottom in random patterns, that hasn't gotten. But I haven't put any chemicals in it in over a week, and it still looks pretty sweet. So I am going to cut down on the time that the bottom scrubber cleaner thing, I don't even know the terms. See how bad I am at pool cleaning? There's a little thing on the end of a hose that runs around for a few hours every morning going, and it marches around, and it looks like, it really looks kind of creepy when you see it moving. It looks like an alien or something, but it does a good job. And we let that thing roam around, and it's done its job. I don't know. It's just sort of a feeling of finality today. Like, now that we have a driver's license, and I have to put the license plate on to the back of the van. Only rear plates in this state. Kind of like Michigan. Wisconsin, front and back. So I will be removing the two podcast plates from Wisconsin. More than likely posting one or maybe both of them in the studio. Mine may or may not see them on camera. I have to decide. And Donna, bless her heart, when she was there this morning, she asked about the podcast plate. It used to belong to Evoterra, and he got rid of it about a year ago. And she said, oh, my husband's been checking online to see if podcast is available. So when she was there this morning, all on her own, I did nothing to say this. I just said that I would like to keep my existing plates after, you know, after we get the new ones. So I had to register generic plates. Yes, I have the license plate already memorized, because I set it to a mnemonic, and it's 3 digits, 4 numbers, nothing spectacular. But the good news is, because Donna checked this morning, I now know this, Evo's plates become available in June of 15. They're somehow, like, they've been refunded but not relinquished or released or something, so they're sort of in this limbo land. And I will go online and check. So I registered these plates. I say plates like it's plural. Like I still think I have to have two of them. I registered this registration for 1 year. And then in June, I'll lose like 4 months or so, but big deal. And I will have, with any luck, knock on Formica or wood or whatever's closest, with any luck, I will have podcast back on my van. And coincidentally, it'll be Evil's old plate. So that'll be fun. We'll see how that goes. It's about 8 o'clock at night, Mountain Standard Pacific Western Arizona time. And the rest of the world will be changing their clocks back an hour, or most of the rest of the world. But not me. And you think that'd make things easier, right? Because I don't have to change my clock. The rest of the world is crazy, not me. Although that makes it sound like I'm crazy. But it makes it a little harder because now I have to think, oh, wait, Craig's now 2 hours ahead of me instead of three. And I'm not on the same time zone as our office in San Diego. And that just, let's do away with time zones once and for all, people. So I'm not crazy, and I don't have to do that. So the guest house is all painted up. I am going to head back to the main house, and someday, low on our priority list, but sometime before Christmas, we have to get this place sorted out. It looks like a warehouse in here. At least the living room does. Plastic bins and boxes and a couple of dressers. Entertainment center, more chairs than can fit around a table that we have in here. Our old dining room table is in the guest house. Lisa's mattress and box spring is in here. I think we have, I hate to say this, but we have too much stuff in here. And we might have to sell some of it. Like a desk here or a couple of chairs there. Something's got to go. But we'll see when we get it all squared away. Because I suspect, in not too distant future, that sounds like the beginning of Mystery Science Theater. I suspect that we will be having visitors, and they will need a place to stay. So We've got the bedroom all sorted out. Clothes are put away. Lovely walk-in closet with a little room to spare. I've got a new Google Chromecast hooked up to the TV in the bedroom, so I'll be able to watch a few things from the Kindle or the phone or the computer or whatever. Still no cable. I'm not doing cable yet. I just finished watching the second season of House of Cards. There's too many this of that. Game of Card Throne characters something. Anyway, just finished watching House of Cards and eager to see season 3. Hope it comes out soon. I'm hooked on that show now. But I have so many, many other things to go catch up on that I have not been watching that I look forward to before I break down and get cable again and pay Cox exorbitant, extremely high rates like most cable. What is it with cable, man? They just get you coming and going. I tell you, it's crazy the prices they charge for people to watch TV. And I don't know. I'm still a fan of give me an a la carte service. But I'm going to see if I can hold out on keeping the cord cut. Oh, this was my discovery about cable this week. Apple TV has a little chiclet badge on there that says watch ABC. And I thought, great, I can watch ABC. I want to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I look, and sure enough, they have the two shows from this season already. And I went, all righty, let's watch. It says, oh, in order to watch, you have to enter this special code. Go to this website, watchabc.com/activate. So I went there, and I entered in the code that was on my Apple TV. And as soon as I entered it, it redirects me to Cox. And I enter my Cox. Oh, wait, I don't have a Cox login. They never gave me one. I'm a customer. So I go to my laptop, and I look up Cox, and I register and create an account. And then I come back to my phone, and I punch in the number again. And it redirects me to Cox, and I log into that, and the Apple TV goes, sorry, we had an error. Contact your provider. No, it didn't even say. It said, contact us. And I'm like, who's us? Is it Apple? Is it Cox? Is it ABC? Who's? It was the dumbest error message, and I've seen some doozies in my day, you know, being a programmer and fixing other people's programs over the last 30 years or so. This is a stinker. I don't know whose idea this was. If ABC writes their little chiclet software, or if this is Apple TV code, but it was whatever error 400-1 means, which meant nothing to me, and I was not going to start Googling an error message that should have been clearer. So we go back to the ABC application and look through the help screens, and it says, "Oh, contact your cable provider." So I call up Cox, and the lady has like no idea. I'm going to save my Cox rant for another time. I'm not trying to rip on the cable company. They're doing a pretty decent job. I think I already told them that there was one issue. But, man, their customer support really needs help. Their processes, I said I was going to save that, so I won't. Turns out, long story short, okay, I already went long story long, or short story long, is that you need to have a cable subscription to watch ABC on your Apple TV. Well, if I had a cable subscription, then why would I even bother watching ABC on an Apple TV? Unless you want me to come back later. The help screens and things were totally misleading because it says, how much does this cost? It says, oh, it costs no additional charge. Well, no additional charge to your already exorbitant cable fee, but anyway, I'm going to stop because I could go on for another long while about the cable company, and this has been a 20-minute podcast, just because I haven't talked to you in a few days. Wow, I really got to talk to you more often. I think I'm going to sneak off to the guest house more often. Until next time, I am available. You can find me at chuckchat.com. This is the Freestyle Podcast. There are others, and I will tell you more about things going on in Technorama as I know more of them, but it feels really good to be in the new studio and to have done one new Technorama with Craig. I apologize we did not have a live show. We're having some issues with the video and the streaming and whatnot. There's still a lot of equipment left to figure out. So Technorama listeners, hang in there. We'll let you know when we're back on the air live on Sunday nights. But until then, enjoy the podcast that comes out on Wednesdays. It sounds really good, and look for more changes that I told you we might be making. Till next time. Hey, you want to give me a call? Leave me some email. Give me some comments. 206-222-2428. I'd love to hear from you. And if I'm crafty enough, I might be able to actually play them on this podcast. Or you can email me, chuck@chuckchat.com. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, 101.